I love the signing and that Debbie's been doing, and I really appreciate that. I think it adds so much. I believe that there's it encourages us, and it reminds us that there is more than one way to praise God the Father, not just with our voice, but through motions and movements. And but in reality, when we think about it, all of life should be an act of worship. Amen. It should be. We've been talking, we started talking last week about the strength of consistency, okay? Consistency. The power of same thing, right? Now, the trick is, we talked about last week, the trick is getting the right thing to do the same thing with, right? Because the truth is, if you do the wrong thing the same way over and over and over again, you're going to get something that you don't like, right? Usually we call that a bad habit. Today, I want to talk just a little bit about why we get bad results sometimes. Sometimes why we have problems in our lives. Does anybody ever have any problems? Yeah. Do you know somebody? Some of you don't, but do you know somebody else that has problems sometime? Yeah, we do. We have problems. And I want to talk just a little bit about patterns today. Patterns. How many of you know what a pattern is? Yeah, we know what patterns are. There are all kinds of patterns. We talked Wednesday night about some patterns. Where there's weather patterns, behavioral patterns. There's patterns that you, if you want to make a dress, you lay the pattern down, you pin it to the material, and you cut it out, and then when you sew it together, you should have something that's a certain size, right? All different kinds of patterns, but what I want to talk to you today is that the problems that we have, when I said how many of you have problems or know somebody that has a problem, you're thinking of a problem, more than likely, that problem is not the problem. That problem is a result of a bad pattern. Most people believe that our problems are the result of life's randomness. Stuff happens, right? Oh, it's just, man, life happens. It's just the way it is. But in reality, our lives are built around patterns. Here's the trick. How do we identify the patterns, the ones that dictate the direction of our lives? And how do we change them in order to bring about a better result? Okay? That's the trick. I ran across this statement. And I should have preached this the first Sunday of the year, talking about resolutions. But listen to this. Resolutions without routines are like a Ferrari without fuel. It may look impressive, but it won't get you anywhere. Resolutions without routines are like Ferraris without fuel. It may look good, but you won't get anywhere. You see, you can't believe your way out of problems that were created by a pattern of behaviors. You can try it all day long and just believe and pray and, Lord, I want to do that. I'm not going to change anything, but I just want a different outcome. It's not going to happen. Look in John chapter 15. We're going to spend some time in John chapter 15 over the next several weeks. We looked at the first four verses last week. I'm going to do those again and pick up the next four. In John chapter 15, Jesus is speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. You see, there's a pattern. We see this pattern. The pattern is this. Produce. Prune. Remain. Produce. Prune. Remain. I love it when Jesus says in verse, let me find it real quick. In verse number 4, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Part of our problem with patterns is we think, well, I'll just change my pattern. I'll change my pattern. I'll change my pattern. I'll change my pattern. I'll change my pattern. But Jesus just said, if you try doing it without me, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. You need to remain in me. Produce. Prune. Remain. And each time that pattern grows, it improves. What happens when you prune a fruit tree? You should get more fruit the next time, right? It makes it branch out in other areas and grow. And that's how the Lord is working in our lives. It's a pattern the way he works. I want us to look at another passage. If you brought your Bibles today, we're going to be flipping through them today. We've got lots of scripture. If you're taking notes, just make sure you got a fresh pen because you're going to wear it out. Another passage that mentions a pattern is Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, it's the Holy Spirit working within us to transform us. The problem is that we often resist that power. We resist the Holy Spirit working within us. Why? Because we don't want to change the pattern. We just want a different outcome. But the Lord says, you must be transformed. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If not to the pattern of this world, it must be to a better pattern. What is the pattern of this world? I think the pattern of this world is to be consistently inconsistent. We praise God in church on Sunday, and then we curse our coworkers on Monday. Pattern of this world. We make a vow to do more for God, but then hunting season comes, and it gets in the way. So we follow the pattern of the world. We get a spiritual high at an event or a woman's retreat that's coming up. We get this spiritual high and then we get all bitter because somebody disrespected us. You see, that's the pattern the devil would have you believe that it's a normal pattern. He would have you believe, well, it's just stuff and it just happens. Stuff happens. But there's a pattern. There's a pattern. And you've heard me say before that practice does not make perfect, right? Some people say, well, practice makes perfect. Practice doesn't make perfect. Only perfect practice makes perfect, right? You continue to do something wrong long enough, you're going to perform it wrong. A better statement would be, practice makes permanent. When Erin, my daughter, was taking violin lessons, the violin teacher would have her, before she ever even picked up the bow, she spent several lessons just learning how to hold the violin. And it was uncomfortable because she had to crank her arm a different way and she didn't want to hold it like that. He said, no, you got to hold it this way. You got to keep doing it like this every time. Dad, Mom, when she practices her violin, you make sure she holds it like this. This is the pattern. Why? Because it creates muscle memory. And if you practice it long enough, then that's going to become the familiar position. Okay? Muscle memory. It's important. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Now, again, you practice the wrong thing time and time and time and time again, then when it comes time to perform, you're going to perform it like you've practiced. I used to be an athlete. I said used to be. And I was a good one. But we practiced all the time. I was always practicing. And the coaches, we'd run a play. And I thought in my mind, but coach, we've already run that play. Run it again. Why? Because we practice it over and over. Repetition. So that it comes natural when it's time to perform. We often have results in our lives that we don't like. Okay, we've already talked about that. Some of you have results. I have results in my life that I don't like. The trouble is that we like to moan and groan about the results when the real problem is the pattern, how we practiced. You need to see that life is not random. Stuff doesn't just happen. It's a pattern. Pattern is one of those words. This is completely off script. But pattern is one of those words that if you say it long enough, it starts to sound weird. Kind of like obey. I mean, try it. When you're driving home today, say obey about a dozen times. By the time you're done, you're thinking obey. What kind of word is that, obey? It sounds weird. Pattern. But there's a pattern to it. Pattern. 2 Timothy, verse 13 of chapter 1 says, what you heard from me, Paul is writing to Timothy, what you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. You see, Scripture gives us a pattern for living, and it's a pattern that has proven success. All throughout Scripture, there's a pattern. And if you study the old Hebrew history, you'll see that they were in a pattern too. They would get on fire. They would come, they would repent, they would come to God, and then they would fall away. They would fall away, and God would have to deal with them pretty harshly sometimes to bring them back to Him. Oh, they would get on fire, they would build temples, they would worship, they would sacrifice. Then they'd start to fall away, and they'd start to look at the pattern of the world, and then they would forget the pattern of the Father, and then He'd have to remind them again, time and time again. And we can look at them, and we can say, man, those guys were stupid. How silly could they be? Time and time again, they kept falling and failing. Crazy people back then, huh? Yeah. There are all kind of patterns in life. And I shared with the kids at Shepherd High School when I spoke Friday morning, and I love it that every week somebody has an opportunity to go into our schools and preach the Word. I love that. But it was my turn on Friday, and I got to go in there, and I shared with them an example that I kind of shared on Wednesday night, that math is just a series of patterns, right? And I gave an example of a number that if you take a number and multiply it times a number, the answer is called the product, okay? If you add them, it's a sum. If you multiply, it's a product. And I said, okay, if you have this number, if you have 111, and you want to multiply it times 6. What is your product? 666. 666. Anybody like that number? No, that's not a number we really care for. It's not a good number, we think. Well, but that's the product. And you can do whatever you want to as long as you have 6 groups of 111. You're always going to get 666. No, we don't like that answer. We don't like that product. But unless you change the pattern, that's what you're going to get. If you don't like the product, you have to change the pattern. Now, see, we want to get all mad at 666 for being 666, right? But listen, 666 is always going to be 666 if you use that pattern. And it's not 666's fault. It is what it is because the pattern caused it to be that way. When we have these troubles in our lives, we want to moan and groan and gripe and complain about the product, but we don't want to go back and address the pattern. We don't want to change the 111 to 112. We don't want to add another whole 111 to make 777. We don't want to mess with that. We just want a different product. But folks, if you don't mess with the pattern, you're always going to get that product, no matter what product you're talking about. Last week we talked about Warren's tomato plants, right? And how each day he will go out and do the same thing, the same routine, and he'll plant his plants, and he'll go out the next day and he'll water them. There's not going to be any fruit on them the next day. But he'll go out the next day after that, and he'll water them. He'll go out and water them the next day. He'll do that, and then one day he'll go out and he'll see blooms on his tomato plants, right? And then if he can keep the bugs away, then they'll actually turn into tomatoes, and then we can make salsa and then buy some chips and have a great party. But listen, the thing is with Warren's tomato plants, we want to blame the tomato plant if there's no tomatoes on it. Even when we're not watering them and taking care of them and putting the fertilizer in and all that, we just want to blame the tomato for not having tomato plants. We want to blame God when we're not experiencing his blessings in our lives. We want to blame people for the opportunities that they didn't give us. We want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics because we're overweight. Yeah, there's a pattern there, okay? And I'm living proof. Some of you don't remember when I was big. I was like over 400 pounds, and it was because there was a pattern, okay? Me and little Debbie were friends. And Bluebell, and Oreos and milk, and anything else I could get my hands on. Second breakfast. I mean, that was my pattern. That was my pattern. And it got me a product I did not like. And it wasn't until I had to change my pattern that I got a different product. We all have these kind of problems. But might I suggest that the problem is not what they did, not what they said, not what they didn't do for you. The problem is the patterns of our responses to those things. Let's change the pattern. Let's change the pattern. The enemy will tell you that a changeable pattern is a permanent problem. Right? Well, you're just that way, and it's always going to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be. Maybe here for an example. You say, well, I'm not a morning person. Okay? Let's look at the pattern. The pattern is that you stay up late watching one more episode after one more episode. Then you stay on your electronic devices until 11:30. You think about stressful stuff all day, and then you drink too much caffeine late in the evening. You didn't lay out your clothes for the next day, and everything you wanted to wear the next day is dirty. You ate a bag of popcorn at 11 o'clock, so you're not a morning person. No, you just have bad nighttime habits, right? I'm not a good student. No. That's not the problem. The problem is you just have some bad study patterns. You procrastinate. You don't prioritize properly. Listen to me. I want you to hear something today. You are not your patterns. Our problems are not the result of destiny. They're the result of decisions. Now, sometimes there are other people's decisions. Okay? I get that. I know that. But they affect us. But we think that this is the way it'll always be because this is the way it's always been. But I came to announce to somebody today that if you'll change the pattern, you can change the product. You're not stuck like this. You can get a new pattern. If it wasn't so, Paul would not have said, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world." You see, we have a choice. We don't have to conform to the pattern of this world. Evidently, there's something you can do to change this pattern. And guess what? You're not alone. The Lord says, "I'm with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you." It's His power within us that is transforming us into His likeness. You say, "Well, my life is hectic." No, you're just always in a hurry. And you don't plan very well. You see, hurry is your pattern. Hectic is your product. You could say stuff like, "I'm disorganized. I have no energy. I don't like to exercise. I can't afford to tithe." Uh-oh. You went from preaching to meddling now, right? Why can you not afford to tithe? That's not your problem. Your problem is you've got bad spending patterns. You don't prioritize. You don't give God the first fruits. You try to give Him the leftovers. And let me tell you something. This world doesn't give you leftovers. There are never leftovers. You spend, we use it all. And so if you're waiting to see what's left to give to God, there's not going to be anything left. That's why he says, give me the first fruits. If you say, I can't afford to tithe, that's not an accurate statement. The truth is, you can't afford not to. We give the devil way too much credit, I think. We say, man, that old devil, he's just really giving me a beating. He's beating me up, man. Whew. Give me a hard time, wearing me out. When in fact, it's really just our pattern that's flawed. Like this, like a pattern of speaking negatively about other people. Does anybody know somebody else that always speaks negatively about somebody? Yeah? Okay. Even jokingly, right? Even jokingly speaking negatively causes a pattern of negativity and judgment. Follow me on this. Jesus said, if you judge others, you will be judged yourself, right? And listen, I always thought that that meant, well, if I judge other people, then other people are going to judge me. But I think I found something else. It's not other people that are going to be judging me. The truth is that if you start speaking negatively and judging others, you get critical. You turn on yourself and you start judging yourself because you started a pattern of negativity and a pattern of judgment in your mind, and it turns to pessimism. And you'll be your own worst enemy. Self-pity. A pattern of self-pity. That's embracing the feeling of always being excluded. Even if you're not, you have a pattern that causes you to put yourself in a position where you are excluded, so you can just affirm that, yes, I am always excluded, and you can have self-pity. You immediately interpret things people say or even things they don't say as a personal insult. It's a pattern. Patterns produce products. You tell me your pattern, I can predict your product. You tell me you have a pattern of eating the way I used to eat, I can tell you your product is going to be like my product used to be. You can tell me you have a product of griping and moaning and groaning, I can tell you what your product is going to be. You may have a good heart and horrible habits, but your heart won't overpower your habits. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Let me try to wrap this up. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus is in the desert, in the wilderness. And in verse 3 of chapter 4, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone. All right. Verse 5, the devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of this world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be yours. Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Verse 9, then the devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, it says, do not put the Lord to the test. Do you see a pattern there? Do you see a pattern that the devil used? Flip with me real quick. I told you we were going to flip around. Flip with me real quick to John, 1 John. Chapter 2, one verse, verse 16, it says this. Actually, I'm going to do 15. I don't think they have 15 up there, but just bear with me. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does not come from the Father, but from the world. If you have the King James Version, it says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Listen, folks, let's make a correlation here. John says, the lust of the flesh. What was the first temptation of Jesus Christ? Turn these stones into bread. He used the lust of the flesh to tempt Jesus Christ. Didn't work. He said, well, let me show you some stuff. Look with your eyes. All of this I can give you, and you can have it all. Just worship me. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Throw yourself off this mountain and just see if your angels will catch you. I bet they will. Just do it. Prove yourself. Prove yourself the pride of life. You see, that's a pattern that the old devil uses. He used it on Jesus Christ. He uses it on you, uses it on me, each and every. That's his pattern, his pattern. You see how they correlate? That's his pattern. Now listen close because you have to catch this. The title of the sermon is The Problem is the Pattern. The problem is the pattern. Say it with me. The problem is the pattern. Listen, the problem is the pattern. Let me explain what I mean by that. The problems that the devil tries to use against us is his pattern. The problems is the pattern. I know that's not proper grammar, but that's the way I'm saying it. The problems is the pattern that the devil uses. But like Joseph told his brothers, what you meant for evil, God intended for good to save many lives. The problems that the devil uses against you is the same problem that God wants to use to display his power in your life. His what kind of power? His transformative power. How? Through the renewing of our mind. Don't conform yourself to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When the pattern of this world brings this problem to you, let's transform it by changing the pattern to a new pattern and get a better product. That's God's pattern. You know, the devil has patterns. God has patterns. So you see, the problem is the pattern. So when you have problems in your life, embrace it. Well, it's just a pattern. Now, what am I going to do about the problem? I'm going to go back. I'm going to change the pattern because that's the pattern that God is using to grow me and stretch me. He's using that issue. He's using my faulty patterns that I'm getting the bad product from. He's going to grow me and stretch me to go back and help me change that pattern and get a better product. That's God's pattern to work in our lives. How do you respond to the pattern of God growing and stretching you? Okay? Do you respond to it, or do you just sit around and, I've got a problem. This is my problem. Woe is me. I've got problems. Of course you do. We all do. But the problem is not the problem. The problem is the pattern. Last passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. I want to show you another pattern. One more pattern. Paul's writing, it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves received from God. You see the pattern? You see the pattern? Here it is. God comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any troubles, with the same comfort that we received from God. That's a pattern. Let's break the old patterns and let's start new and fresh patterns today. Allow the Holy Spirit to begin to transform you as you cooperate with His leadership in your life. What is He leading you to do differently today? Are you satisfied with the product? Are you willing to change the pattern? Like I said a while ago, the good news is, it's not all you. It's not all up to you. You just have to be willing and allow God to help you change the pattern. What is He leading you to do differently today? And why wait? Why wait? Do you have to go and pray about it? God, do you really want me to change the pattern so I can get a different product? Do you really have to pray about that? Really? I think God is telling you today, right now is a time, a good time as any, to change that behavior, to change that negative pattern in your life, to get a better product. Let's start right now. So why wait? Why wait? I'm going to give you a time to respond right now here in this place this morning. And maybe your pattern has been this. Maybe your pattern is this. When we stand up and we sing, maybe your pattern is you grab the chair in front of you and say, here's my pattern. I ain't moving. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. Guilty as charged. But I changed that pattern. And what I try to do now is whenever I feel the impression of the Holy Spirit to move, to do something, I follow it. Not every time. Not like I really wish I could and would, but I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. Why? Repetition. 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 So let me encourage you today, when we stand and we sing here in just a moment, if the Lord has been telling you, here's a path, some of you, the Lord hadn't shut up in your head yet because He's reminding you, this is what He's talking about. This is that pattern in your life that I've been trying to tell you about. This is why you have that outcome. This is why you have that product in your life. It's because of your pattern. It's because of the pattern. Change the pattern. Change the pattern. Come on, work with me. Let's change the pattern. And you're sitting there going, I don't want to. I just want a different outcome. It's not going to happen. Change it. Change it today. Change it right now. I'm going to be standing here in the front. Maybe you just don't know what, maybe you haven't figured out the pattern yet. You just know that there's a problem. And maybe you want to come and I'll be glad to pray with you. Rebecca will be here if you want to pray with her. And you want to pray, Lord, I don't know what the pattern is. I just know I got a bad product. Show me how to change my pattern. Maybe you want to come and you want to kneel at the altar and just say, Lord, I have multiple patterns in my life that are bad, and I want to start changing them now. Help me. Show me how to change that. Maybe a pattern in your life is you have consistently rejected Jesus Christ in your life. Change that pattern today. He's calling you. He loves you. Oh, how He loves you and me. Would you respond to Him today? Stand as I pray. Father, Lord, help us to see that the problems in our lives are a product of patterns. Nothing happens by random, Father. Stuff doesn't just happen. There are things that lead up to those products. Help us, Father. If we want a different product, help us to understand we're going to have to change the pattern. Thank you. Thank you that you tell us we don't have to do it alone, but we do have to cooperate with you. Father, help us to have a cooperative spirit. Help us to have the desire to respond to you, even right now in this place. Father, help us to not worry about what other people are thinking. Help us to not worry about our pride. There it is. That's one of the patterns, the pride of life. I'm not going down there because people will think I've got a problem. We know people have problems. Father, help us to be genuine and honest with you here in this place right now. Move, Father, in a way that you've never moved in our lives before, and help us to be willing to respond to you in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, the name that is above every other name, the name that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Father, help us not to wait till one day to do that. Help us to do that right here in this place. Father, somebody here right now that needs to confess you as Lord of Lords. Father, I pray they would do that this very morning. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing, you respond.